Come with us to Greece now for a tale of triumph in despair. The country's broke, but the National Opera has doubled its number of productions, taken to the streets, and soon will move to a new home designed by one of the world's leading architects. How has it done this? Well, that's what Andrew Bomford was wondering. And take a tip from me, turn the radio up and enjoy what follows.
In a rehearsal room at the Greek National Opera, the performers are warming up for their new production of Rossini's Cinderella. Like everyone in the Greek public sector, the staff here have taken pay cuts of up to 25%. Not easy for sure, but even so, I was surprised when I asked the artistic director, Myron Michelidis, who took over here 2 years ago, to describe how it's been.
It was a nightmare. May I speak personally? I was director and conductor and artist director in Thessaloniki State Symphony Orchestra. When it has been announced that I became here artist director, everybody was asking me, are you crazy? To go there.
So this crazy man took on the Greek National Opera, which was in debt by more than £14 million, and had just had its annual funding from the government slashed by half.
The nightmare was the finance situation, the big debt and the bad balance. But now we are in very good way, and we are now receiving the good results of the last 2 years.
Questo noto affilucato, questo gruppo rintrecciato.
And these good results include reducing their debt by 75% and cutting costs. And the reward from the government? This year their funding was cut again by another £4 million. The Cinderella director, Rodula Gaetanu, is going through the moves for one of the key arias of the second act. She's Greek, but normally works at the Royal Opera House in London. And like anyone who's worked in the arts in Britain, also knows how to cope with spending cuts.
The Greek crisis, I mean, the cuts, they have been extremely substantial. In London, I would say it's a bit less. But the mentality and the way people are dealing with it is the same. You know, it's like having an obstacle and trying even harder to overcome the obstacle. And in some ways, this makes us even more creative, because we have to do more with less.
So at the same time as reducing the debt and cutting the operating costs, the opera's embarked on a radical new way of taking their performances out of the concert hall and into ordinary public spaces here in Athens to try to connect somehow with the public. They call it opera in a suitcase. And here, in the meat market in Athens, is the scene of one of the most interesting concerts. It's a free, open-air concert performed one evening here in this fantastic vaulted space. And, you know, there is something rather operatic, actually, about the sounds of these butchers here ranged along the hall as they shout out the names of the meats they have on offer.
Ελληνικά κρέατα, ορίστε! Ελληνικά κρέατα, κύριε!
And even the car alarms joined in. And 2 weeks ago, they staged a free concert on the waterfront at the harbour in Piraeus.
There was a boat here. And it's like this boat danced a waltz with us. So it was a really magical moment. You'll see now.
Vasily Loras from the opera showed me an extraordinary video in which a passenger ferry behind the orchestra seems to be turning and spinning in the water in perfect time to Tchaikovsky's Waltz of the Flowers from the Nutcracker.
The boat is moving sideways.
And you will see when the valse starts. I mean,
it's pirouetting.
Yeah, exactly. We call it the valse of the boats.
And this is a rare sight in Athens right now. In fact, completely unprecedented. There are 11 cranes on an enormous building site, more than in the rest of Athens put together, where construction activity has largely dried to a halt. There are so many cranes here, they've employed an electronic anti-collision system as they swing slowly and majestically against the blue sky, like great conductor's arms, creating a symphony of construction as they build a brand new home for the Greek National Opera and the National Library.
Επιτρέψτε μου να πω και ένα καλωσόρισμα στα αγγλικά. Welcome to the visitor center of the Stavros Niarchos Foundation Cultural Center construction site.
This week, a visitor center at the construction site was opened to let people see this, one of the biggest construction projects in Greece since the 2004 Olympics. The £500 million design by Renzo Piano, the architect behind the Shard in London, will house the opera's new concert hall and, interestingly, bury it beneath a huge new public park on a hill linking a beautiful view of the Acropolis on one side and the sea on the other. It's being paid for by the Stavros Niarchos Foundation, a charity set up by the Greek shipping magnate, and is in many ways a lifeline, not only for the opera, but also for Greece, according to the foundation's general manager, Ioannis Thrahoupalos. So this promises a better future for Greece.
This is really the future we really want to give to the new generation, and what the project creates is a hope for the young and all Greek citizens that there is a change for a better future.
Back at the rehearsal, mezzo-soprano Irini Cariani, who's playing the part of Cinderella, told me about some of the free open-air performances she's been involved in, like a series of tributes to Maria Callas last month, who started her career here at the opera in the 1940s.
People was very happy, but also we artists was very we was very happy, because art is a kind of communication and generosity also. So it's something like a big embrace. You feel like to embrace a big number of people.
Yeah, it's a big hug for the Greek people during a difficult time.
Yes.
And with that, back to rehearsal. The show opens in less than 2 weeks' time. And another big hug for Greece.
Well done.
Andrew Bomford in Greece, the Cinderella state of Europe, if you listen to his report there.